Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to fly a plane. We have Daniel Kraft, the doctor, inventor, innovator, educator, everything. Hi, Daniel.
你好。
你好。Right, we know you are also a very active pilot.
Yes, I always loved flying in airplanes and space, and I learned to fly airplanes my first year of college at Brown University. I even ran the Brown University Flying Club, so I've been a pilot for a long time now.
Wow. Do you know how many hours you have so far?
I'm not sure. It depends on how you measure it. Sometimes you're the pilot in command. That's
right.
Probably a couple thousand hours. I also spent 12 years in the Air National Guard,
mm-hmm.
Which is sort of like the U.S. Air Force Reserves. And I was the flight surgeon
for
two squadrons of fighter pilots. So I would take care of the pilots, but also sometimes get to fly in the backseat of F-15s and F-16s.
That's amazing. So it's important for you to know how to fly a plane in terms of how to describe that in Chinese.
Absolutely.
开飞机。
开飞机。
开飞机。开is the action to describe how to pilot. And 开, the literal meaning is actually to open. It doesn't sound really right, but listen to me, then we will get there. 开 is to open. 开.
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 开 is the first tone, so we keep it flat. 开. And you can make it longer. And when you make it longer, you can try to listen to yourself and make it very even. 开.
开.
开. 飞机.
飞机.
飞机 together means airplane. And 飞 is to fly. 机 is machine. So the flying machine is the airplane. 飞机. 飞 is the first tone. 机 is also the first tone. So 开飞机, altogether all the three characters are all in first tone. Just keep it flat, even tempo. 开飞机.
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 That's right. Yeah, 开飞机. Just say that 10 times, then you will get that. 开飞机.
And then an airplane miraculously appears before me and we'll go for a flight.
Okay. Because most people, they're not like you. They're not pilots, but they do take the airplane. So to say take the airplane, we say 上飞机。
上飞机。
上飞机, to get on the airplane. To get off the airplane is 下飞机。
下飞机。
下飞机。上 and 下 is, they both are very useful. 上 is up, 下 is down.
上 and 下。
上下。So to say ups and downs, we say 上下。
上下。
上下。So 上, let's say that again, 上。
上。
And it's fourth tone, 上。
上。
Perfect. 上飞机。
上飞机。
上飞机 is to get on the plane. 下飞机 is to get down the plane. 下飞机。
下飞机。
That's right. Wow. So can I give you a test now?
Okay, let's try it.
Okay, you have to guess which one I'm saying, okay? I will say...上飞机。
You're getting on the plane.
You're getting on the plane. 下飞机。
You're getting off the plane.
Getting off the plane. How to say to fly a plane?
开飞机。
开飞机。Yeah, Daniel, you said you flew F-16.
Mm-hmm.
And do you fly helicopter?
I've flown about 5 hours in a helicopter. It's very different than flying an airplane.
Yep.
It's much more subtle and a different motion, but...I'd love to learn how to fly a helicopter. It'd be very nice to get around.
Yeah, no, it's very convenient, especially now. Now you can probably fly a human drone or something.
Well, those are already coming. In China, they've built drones that will hold people.
Yeah.
And you'll press a button on the GPS, it will take you to where you want to go. Even Uber, which mm-hmm. makes, you know, they're now even building self-driving cars.
Yeah.
There was a rumor out last week that they're going to be looking into Uber Air.
Mm-hmm.
And many of those may be automated.You may press a button on the app and you'll then, 上飞机 and, fly somewhere and then you'll 下飞机.
Yeah.
And it may be all in, on an Uber little airplane or Uber drone.
And what is the biggest plane you ever flew?
I mean, maybe the jumbo jets, the 747s, but in the military we have like the C-5, which is a huge, transport airplane, even bigger than a jumbo jet. That would probably be the biggest.
Right.
But, I like the smaller, faster airplanes, like fighter jets or little sport planes, and to be able to do acrobatics and not just go in straight lines.
You do acrobatics sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, loops and rolls and fun things.
Okay,
like
I only flew a CJ-3.
Right.
And I did landing.
They let you land it the first time.
They let me land it. I just went to the cockpit, and then they said, oh, do you want to land? Sure. And all they wanted me to do is like playing the video games. Correct me if I'm wrong. There are four lights on each side, red and white, and I need to aim the nose of airplane until the lights are two white and two red on each side.
Exactly.
And if all red, then I crash. And it's all white, then I may crash too. Is that right?
Red means you're dead because you fly too low, and white will fly all night. You fly too high, you'll miss the runway.
Right, I'm still here.
And so part of flying is using these cues. Sometimes they're instruments, sometimes they're things you watch on the ground. Now we have incredible GPS.
Mm-hmm.
When I learned to fly, we didn't have GPS, but now you can, just like you drive your car with GPS, you can fly using those technologies. And so some things are getting easier to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's hopefully making the ability to fly, kai fei qi, easier for more people. But increasingly, again, the robot drones, they can fly themselves. And when you fly across the world on a United airplane or Air China,
mm-hmm.
90% of the flight is flown by the autopilot.
I noticed one thing. I was so excited when I got down the small plane one, the CJ-3 I mentioned, and I also did some single engine. And I was quite bored when I had to just fly in the air, and I started chatting around, and I found that was not a good thing either. So I realized that actually autopilot is quite a good invention.
It's a good invention, but you still need to pay attention. on top of, you know, not landing at the wrong airport, and you have to put the right information into the autopilot so you're in the right safe place.
Sure. I know there are some special protocols when you fly the planes. Can you teach us?
Special protocols. Well,
yeah.
It all depends on how high you're going. If you're over a certain altitude, you need to have oxygen or have a pressurized cabin, because once you're over, let's say 20,000 feet, mm-hmm. the oxygen levels are low. That might be one element.
Mm-hmm.
If you're flying in a fighter jet where you can pull very fast turns, we call it pulling G's.
Mm-hmm.
We often wear G suits that will help squeeze your legs and move the blood from your legs up to your brain if you're doing a very tight turn. Otherwise, you can lose your consciousness from the blood flowing down.
Mm-hmm.
You've all experienced that when you drive a car fast or on a roller coaster, but that can happen much more in airplanes. If you're going to space on the old space shuttle or on a...
Did you fly a space shuttle?
I have not flown the space shuttle. I've flown on the NASA simulators. I was actually almost a NASA astronaut. I got to the very last steps of astronaut selection. But if you do fly to space, you know, you often wear a spacesuit.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be in space for a long time on the space station, now China has a space station as well, you need to pay attention to countermeasures for being in microgravity, because with no gravity, your muscles will start to go away, your bone strength will start to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a combination of countermeasures if you're on a space station or going to Mars that we'll need to be paying attention to do medicine in space and keep you healthy.
So it's quite useful being a physician and a pilot at the same time when you kai fei qi.
When you kai fei qi, yes. There's some interesting lessons from aviation and flying that can be applied to medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Like the checklists we use in the pilot, in the cockpit.
Oh, yeah.
To be safe, we're now using checklists in the operating room.
Mm-hmm.
Many pilots now train on simulators so they can practice emergencies. Now we're using simulators to train medical students and nurses and difficult procedures.
Yes.
There's the idea of radar. When you're flying the airplane, you can see the environment and where other airplanes are. What if you have a radar for the health environment? You know, who is sick in your neighborhood or what patients have certain conditions? So there's interesting lessons that can cross between these fields.
Yeah, I think across everything, just like there's a very good book called Checklist Manifesto.
Exactly.
Talking about management.
Right, that's changed the culture in the operating room so they don't cut off the wrong leg or take out the wrong kidney, which has happened and still sometimes does happen.
Thank you so much, Daniel. You showed how to kai fei qi with us, and also the important discipline to learn in any skill, not only medicine and also flying a plane. Thank you very much for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode about how to fly a plane, kai fei qi. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Daniel. You are amazing, Daniel.
再见.
再见.
Bye.